This is Archer, ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, November 14th, 2006, and I hope you enjoyed the last two shows where we had the gangbang of all the different podcasters on, talking and chatting and just basically shooting the shit. That's always fun. I enjoy those shows. Excuse me. So I am back, and I'm going to talk about the weekend and the update on the kitchen and some podcasting stuff. But first, I'll let you know that we are listening to some new music that I downloaded from iTunes. It's called A Classic Thanksgiving, We Gather Together. And we're currently listening to Alexander's Feast, Allegro. Let's listen to a little bit of that. You know that I'm into classical music lately, so I'm playing just a whole bunch of music because I'm in the Thanksgiving mood right now. So and the boyfriend had bought this CD at the Herb Cottage at the National Cathedral, I think last week or the week before, and I liked it so much that I went ahead and bought it on iTunes. And they have a second one there too, called A Classic Thanksgiving Songs of, what is it? I don't even know what it is. Songs of Praise, that's what it is. But we probably won't get to that one tonight. Anyway, so what's happening over the weekend? Well, Friday night, the boyfriend and I went to a birthday party for our only lesbian friends that we have. We've been to some wineries with them and hung out with them from time to time. But it was one of their birthdays, so we went to their house in a not-so-great neighborhood in D.C., but luckily it was well-lit and we had decent parking, so we didn't have to worry about anyone breaking into the car. But there was obviously some drug activity on their street. But it's one of those neighborhoods that's in transition, that's changing, because there were some really nice houses and obviously some other gay people on the street. So it's a changing neighborhood. One thing we did notice is that lesbians, maybe, I don't know if this is lesbians in general, but these lesbians are not very good interior decorators. Like, they don't, things that they have in their house do not go well together. They had this ugly table in the kitchen with, none of the chairs of the table matched. And we thought that was odd. And it was really hot in there, and there were lots of, well, there was probably like 12 people maybe there at this birthday party. And they were all very nice, and we had a really nice time drinking lots of wine. Lots of Spanish wine and some French wine, because one of the lesbians is French, from France. The other thing, too, was the layout of the food and so forth. They just kind of had, like, bags of pretzels and just really odd collections of food. And there were no plates. They had these, like, plastic bowls, and the bowls were still in the bag. You had to, you know, it was just not very... you know, a gay man would not have a party like that. It would have been, you know, really well laid out, and things would have been neatly placed on the table and so forth. We just noticed that kind of thing, that lesbians are not the most fancy party throwers, I should say, I guess. It was just a little weird, because we're used to going to people's houses that, you know, have a tablecloth on the table or real plates and silverware and so forth. But anyway. And they definitely serve some odd foods for a birthday party. Like the French lesbian, she cooked up some escargot, so everyone was able to have, well, there was lots of it, lots of escargot. Of course, I did not eat any of it, but the boyfriend certainly had his share of escargot. And then later we met this other teacher who teaches Spanish at this private school, who cooked mussels. And they had mussels to eat, and of course I don't eat those either, so I don't think the boyfriend ate any either. But in any case, we had a nice time. It was fun hanging out with them, wishing them a happy birthday, and or one of them the happy birthday, and meeting that other teacher guy, who's a doctor, like age, I think he's like 35. But anyway, it was fun. We had a good time, and then we came home, went to bed. Saturday, what did we do on Saturday? Saturday. Saturday. Oh, we went to Tarara Winery, and we were going to go for a barrel tasting, but we found out once we got there that the barrel tasting was scheduled for the evening, and we were not planning to stay all day there, so we totally missed out on the barrel tasting. So we just did a regular tasting and had some lunch there. And then we tried to find another winery, but the closest one was too far away, so we bagged that idea and came home. And I fell asleep in the car because I was so dead tired. The boyfriend let me sleep all the way home because I made him drive to the winery. And then Saturday night, oh, I know what we did Saturday night. We were making videos for our wine site. So the boyfriend cooked a pork tenderloin. Is it pork tenderloin? I don't know. A pork roast. Maybe it was a pork roast. I don't know. He cooked pork roast, and then we made a video of pairing wine with food, and that will be posted on our wine site, I don't know, sometime. And then we kind of just relaxed the evening and had a nice, relaxing evening. Then on Sunday, we did a lot of work for our wine blog. We wrote two articles and finished up another video of things for Thanksgiving. We made wine recommendations for Thanksgiving meals. And for dessert, the boyfriend made a pumpkin pie, so he showed the example of the pumpkin pie and what dessert wine you could serve with the pumpkin pie. So anyway, that was fun. We did that. And then I, since we had left my car at my condo, the boyfriend had to drive me home. So he brought me home on Sunday, and then I started cleaning and doing laundry and editing video and so forth. So the weekend was kind of action-packed, and we got a lot of stuff done and had a good time. Now, update on the kitchen. Let's talk about the kitchen, because I think when we left you last about the kitchen, they were... Excuse me, I just burped. I'm sorry. We just... when we left the kitchen update, they were about to grout the tile. Well, yeah, because I haven't talked about this since Thursday, because Friday and Monday were the gangbang shows. So let's... Well, we've had a lot of stuff happen with the kitchen since then. They did finish grouting the kitchen, and they left it to dry all weekend. They wouldn't let me into the kitchen. And then on Friday, they delivered the cabinets, so my living room was packed with boxes all over the living room with all the cabinets. And then yesterday, Monday, they began to install the cabinets, and they got all of the upper cabinets up except for the one above the microwave and the one next to the microwave, because they have to wait until the appliances are delivered, and those are going to be delivered today. So then they'll be able to, you know, cut the hole in for the vent to, you know, vent out and then put up the next one. But then they also got almost all the lower cabinets installed too, except for the one where the dishwasher is and where the stove is. So they are waiting on the appliances for the rest of the installation. But now I absolutely love the way the cabinets look. And the thing is, they're huge. I'm thinking they're a little high, because I'm not the tallest person, but they're a little high to reach all the shelves, so I'm going to have to get a little stepladder to reach the shelves. But they're huge. I cannot believe how much more cabinet space I'm going to have. Anyway, so I was doing some measuring after they left yesterday, and because I wasn't sure that the refrigerator is going to fit in that space. Well, sure enough, it's going to fit just fine. There's probably going to be about a half an inch on either side and about 3 inches at the top, so that's good. But I know for sure that they have this... space for the dishwasher wrong. I measured the dishwasher, and it's 23 and a half inches wide and 24 inches deep, so the depth will fit just fine, because that's how they make dishwashers to fit with cabinets. But my contractor had to put a filler strip on the right side of the dishwasher, because it's up right up next to the stove, and there'd be nothing to hold up the countertop, and the countertop's pretty heavy. So without having the stove there, he went ahead and measured the distance to leave the opening for the dishwasher, and then he put this filler strip in there. That's like, it's actually a solid piece of wood that's going to hold up the countertop. But I don't think he left a big enough space, because I measured the dishwasher, and it's 23 and a half inches wide. The opening has to be 23 and a half inches. Well, the opening that he has is only 23 inches solid, it's a solid 23 inches. So I have a feeling today, when he gets all the appliances and starts fitting them all in there, he's going to find that he has measured incorrectly, and that's going to have to be moved over about a half an inch. And I think he'll see that too when he gets the stove in there and realizes that, oh my gosh, there's too much space between the dishwasher and the stove. So he's going to have to fill that in. But you know what? He's the contractor. I'm going to leave it up to him. I think he'll see it tomorrow or today when he starts doing the installation of those other, of the other cabinets and the appliances. And yesterday before he left, he's like, now what time are your appliances arriving tomorrow? And I said, well, they haven't called to let me know. And possibly during this podcast, you might hear the phone. And if that's the case, I'll have to press pause and answer the phone because that means that the appliances are being delivered. Excuse me. So anyway, I told him I didn't know when the appliances are going to be delivered. And he said, well, I've basically come to the end of what I can do without the appliances. I have to do the vent and the measuring exactly where these things will fit based on the appliances. I said, well, they didn't tell me when they'll come. They're supposed to be calling me tonight to find out, or Monday night to find out when they'll be delivered. Like, they'll give you a window. And of course, the window will be probably, God, I don't know. I think they gave me two windows, like 9 to 1 and then either 1 to 5, something like that. So you have like 2 4-hour windows. So one of those windows, I'll be sitting around waiting for the appliances to arrive, because I took today off from work so I could be here for the appliances. So we will see how it goes. And also what I started doing was, well, one thing I did notice with the amount of cabinets that are in the kitchen now, you can kind of see the coloring of the kitchen because there's lots of wood in there now. Because before I had all white cabinets. Well, the wood that's in there now, it actually, I thought it was going to lighten up the kitchen, but it actually darkens it a little bit. Excuse me. I'm so sorry, I keep clearing my throat, that's terrible. Anyway, from the way I'm looking through the dining room into the kitchen, it looks like it's a little bit darker, so I definitely have to go with a lighter color on the walls. So you might remember me talking last week about my color choices, and I'm going to go with this kind of like a brick red. Well, I got my samples in the mail, because what I did was I went to the website and ordered samples of like 3 different colors. And they came in the mail yesterday, so I'm going to, once they're completely done, I'm going to paint these big splashes on the wall to see which one looks best. What I did do, though, is I held up the little sample cards right next to the cabinets, actually set them, taped it to the cabinet so I could see what the color would look like and step back. And I think the actual brick red is like too dark of a red, so I'm going to go with antique red, which is a little bit lighter, a little bit more orange, I think. In any case, I know it means nothing to you, but of course, when I'm finished with the kitchen, you'll be able to see a video of the finished product, because what I did was I think I already told you this, I shot video of the before, and I'm going to shoot video of the after, so you can see what my old kitchen looked like and what the new kitchen looks like. Anyway, so I think I'm going to go with antique red, but of course, I won't know until I actually paint a sample up on the wall and see how it goes with the floor and the countertop and the cabinets. So we will see. But I'm leaning towards the antique red. So hopefully today in the kitchen renovation, they will finish installing the cabinets and install the dishwasher, the stove, and the microwave. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm not sure that he'll get to all of that today, but I'm really hoping that that's what will happen. I think he has to get it done today because I got an email from my kitchen designer saying that the countertop people, what do they call them? The countertop fabricators. Countertop fabricators are coming on Wednesday to do the measurements for the countertop. And I had a feeling they weren't going to come until next week. So this definitely is moving along much faster than I anticipated, which is great because I want to be back in my kitchen for sure. However, I know that it takes at least a week to do the countertop once they've done the measurements, so we'll see how long it takes. But if they measure on Wednesday, they might be able to come back next week. God, it would be great if I could get it done before Thanksgiving. Oh man, I would love that. But I'm not going to, be upset if it's not. I know I won't get the painting done because I was hoping to do the painting the Friday after Thanksgiving, because the boyfriend's parents will be in town and we won't be spending time together that day, because I don't know what they're going to do, but they're going to do something. So I hope to use that day as my day to paint the kitchen, but we will see. I know. I'm rattling on way too much about the kitchen, but that's the big thing going on right now, and I'm going to keep talking about it until it is done. And if you don't like it, fast forward. Anyway, moving right along, I was noticing on the news tonight that I'm changing topics here completely, going from Kitchen Update right into a brief second of politics. You know, the midterm elections are over, and of course the Democrats won both the House and the Senate, and this actually traditionally marks the beginning of the presidential election in 2008. So there has already been two Republicans who have thrown their hat into the ring, or at least they are announcing that they're going to start exploratory committees or exploratory groups or whatever, that to look into the feasibility of running for president. And over the weekend, John McCain certainly hinted at that. He didn't actually come out and say he was doing that, but all signs are pointing in that direction, that he will be forming an exploratory committee to look into his chances of running for president. And then today, or I should say Monday, excuse me, Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, is said he is definitely going to form a exploratory committee to see if he should, or see if the feasibility of him running for president. Both decent men, decent Republicans. Of course, I'm not going to vote for them because I vote strictly the Democratic ticket, but it'll be interesting to see who they run against. I'm not even going to speculate on the Democratic side because there are too many ifs in the picture there. So that was just a bit of the politics news. And of course, the Congress came back in session, and it's going to be a lame duck Congress for the next 2 years, but they hope to block the I don't know if they can block it yet, but they're going to try to table the nomination of John Bolton for the UN ambassador, I believe it is. And a couple of things they hope to... Oh, the domestic wiretapping legislation that's going to go through. They hope to table that until the new Congress starts in January so that they can have control over those two issues, which I think is a great idea. And, of course, the president today met with all the... people about Iraq, and we're just going to see how that's going. So anyway, that's enough of the politics for today. It'll be interesting to see how Giuliani and McCain firm up their bids for the president. Anyway, moving along. Podcasting stuff. I want to talk a little bit about podcasting stuff. I listened to QCast Connecticut today with Michael and Mr. B. They were going to see Linda Evans and Joan Collins in Legends, and of course they hated the show, which they were kind of expecting to anyway. Not that they hated it, but it was just an awful show, let's say that. But in the car on the drive to the play, Mr. B. mentioned that he only listens to three podcasts, and Arch Radio is one of them. So Mr. B., this is for you. Thank you so much for being one of my faithful listeners. And, you know, you don't have to listen to Mark because he's on my show all the time. No, I'm just kidding. You should listen to Mark. Listen to Remarkably Mark. He's very good, and I like his show. Then the other thing I wanted to talk about just briefly was Madge Weinstein. As you know, Madge Weinstein is back, and rarely do she and I talk or even... I mention her show every once in a while, but I don't necessarily... you know, talk about it in length with her. And I don't necessarily she doesn't make any comments about me on her show, except what day was it? Thursday or Friday? I guess it was Friday's show. She was talking about that I had informed Chef Mark about Madge talking about her, and then Chef Mark left a comment that she played on the show, and Mark said, "I heard from Archer that you mentioned me on the show," and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I did find this little clip where Madge talked about me, so I'm going to play that, but let me stop this music and go to my podcast, and hopefully you can hear this. It's kind of low, but I'm going to let me see if I can line this up. Okay, let me go back a little bit. Christ. Oops.
Alright.
Let's listen right here.
Top notch. All right. I didn't know he's friends with Archard. Don't you live in D.C., Archard Radio? D.C. He's one of my lurkers. I like that Archard. He's nice. And his boyfriend. They're funny. All right. I'm having my Sag Paneer Punjab Choli.
Okay. I think that's all she talks about. So I had this brief mention on Yeast Radio, Madge, saying that she likes the Archard. She's calling me Archard. Oops, back to the music. No, that wasn't the song we were listening to. I don't even know if I've already heard this or not, but I'm going to play it again. Anyway, so Madge was mentioning me on her show, and she said that she likes the Archard and the boyfriend, that she thinks we're funny, but we really don't purposely try to be funny. She asked if I live in D.C., and yes, I do live in D.C., Madge. Not that you're going to listen to my show. I know you don't listen to the show. And, you know, I don't have any problem with that because there's too many podcasts that people request that you listen to them. So I'm not going to – I don't expect you to listen to me. Anyway, I just think that's so cool to be as big as Madge is and has as huge of an audience that she has, that she's – that she mentioned me. And I think it's only happened like three times since I've been podcasting that she mentioned – Archer Radio. It just gives me little tingles. Anyway, enough about that. I have to say that we did get some comments on the website, and some interesting comments, I must say. And really, these go back to Thursday of last week. Now, see, that music sounds too loud to me. I'm going to turn that down just slightly. If we go back to Thursday's show, which was called Politics, Broadway, TV, and Bedbugs, when I talked with Michael and Chef Mark. We got five comments on there, and the first one was from Mike Hipp from PodcastSoup.net, and we were talking about the his new banner on the podcast, I mean on his website, where he has all the different pictures of the podcasters on there. And you can go to the comments, and he talks about who the people are that we didn't know and so forth. And then at the bottom, at the very end of the comment, he writes, also, don't think that the placement wasn't intentional. I thought the Madge Feast of Fools placement was particularly poetic. And then we heard from Mr. B and from Mark, Chef Mark. And then Mark Felian from Feast of Fools left two comments. The exact same comment twice on two different days at very, very early hours in the morning. The first one was left on the 10th of November at 3:23 a.m. And he wrote, poetic indeed. And then he, 2 days later, he wrote the exact same comment, poetic indeed, at 4:39 a.m. And I don't know that I understand the comment, except that it relates to what Mike Hipp was saying, that it was particularly poetic that he placed Madge and Feast of Fools next to each other on the PodcastSoup.net banner. So I don't know why he posted it twice, though. Was he trying to solicit other people to comment? I don't know. But in any case, again, we never hear from them either. So thank you, Mark Felian, for posting your comments. And then we didn't get any comments on the Gang Bang Part 1, and only one comment from the Gang Bang Part 2, and that was from Nick in Paris. And Nick was informing us that, he says, hi, guys. Excuse me. No, he didn't say all that. I just coughed. Anyway, he said, hey guys, thanks for talking about me. You brightened my day. I have done two recordings with my binaurals, which you can find on the site. Next show is on its way. More video coming too. Kisses from Paris, Nick. So thanks, Nick. Glad to hear you've got episodes coming. I appreciate that. I can't wait to hear them. So anyway, that's enough about the podcast stuff. I want to encourage you to, of course, now did the music stop? Oh, we have a different one starting now. Let's do a short one because I'm not going to talk much longer. Did we already hear this one? Probably, but I'm going to play it anyway. What was I saying? Oh, I want to encourage you because we haven't gotten very many messages lately on the Chingo, my Chingo thing. So go to the website and leave a message. And of course, you can call my voicemail line at 206-666-1876, even though I said on the Gang Bang show yesterday to call 206-339-6FAT, because of course That is the Little Fatty Cast, which was really good today, by the way, too. They had somewhat special Chris on. Anyway, and of course, comments on the website. And of course, you can leave emails, too. I've been getting some emails that I've been replying to. So, yeah. Oh, gosh, that's enough. That's 25 minutes. We need to stop this. So, boys and girls, that's all for today. Until next time, bye. I should